Friends, why don't you just kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a hot cup of coffee, and let's see what the Lord has for us tonight. My message is named, I titled messages, don't ask me why, but I do. Man's Questions and God's Answers. When your car breaks down, where do you go? Well, you go to an auto mechanic. And when you get sick, you go to a doctor. But if you want to know about God, you go to His unerring word, the Bible. The first question that you might ask, is there a God? Well, you'd be surprised how many people ask that question. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, where did God come from? Well, He's always been here. If you can't fathom that, how can a brown cow eat green grass and give white milk and yellow butter? Well, even though you can't understand it, you still drink the milk and eat the butter. I can't understand childbirth, yet I have 5 sons, 2 daughters, 23 grandchildren, and 18 great-grandchildren. What I'm saying, you don't have to understand everything. Some things you must believe by faith. And read in Psalm 19:1, the heaven declared the earth glory of God, the skies proclaim the works of His hand. You know, when I was 31 years old, that's the first time I'd ever heard about the rainbow and why God would never destroy the earth by water. So don't feel too bad if you don't know everything. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was, He was with God from the beginning. And that's the truth. That's what the Bible says. Listen, friends, if you don't believe the Bible, you're in a whole heap of hurt. Yes, there is a God, and the Bible tells us a fool says there is no God. Well, friends, when God calls you a fool, you are in a whole heap of hurt. Am I accountable to God? In Romans 14:12. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Oh, you say, now, you're standing there, preacher, and telling me that when I die and I'm going to have to stand before God alone, you sure are. Your church isn't going to do it for you. I can't do it for you. You'll stand alone, but you will stand and you will give an account for your life. The Bible tells us that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you get paid for your sins? Absolutely yes. The wages of sin is death. A man says, I don't believe in that Jesus stuff. Well, friends, someday you will, but it will be too late. The Bible said, every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus is the Christ. Romans 2:1, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment shall be revealed. We cannot hide from God. If you repent of your sins and accept Christ as your Savior, you won't have to hide from Him anymore. When He saves us, He casts our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, as far as the east from the west. Yes, beloved, we are accountable to God. Does He know all about me? Well, in Hebrews 4:13, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. He tells us in Luke 16:15, He said to them, you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your heart. What is highly valued amongst men is detestable in God's sight. You may think you're hot stuff, but God knows all. Listen, does He charge us with sin? I hope to kiss a pig He does. In Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, including this, your speaker. In Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is no one righteous, no, not even one. Jesus was the only sinless person who ever lived on this earth. I want you to know God does not make junk. We make junk of our lives when we leave Christ out of our lives. You know, I tell the men in prison, did you know, this is true, in Colorado at least, if a person, a man or a woman, leaves a prison without accepting Christ, get this, 85% will return to prison. Now, that's stats that it can't be denied. You know, when I was an alcoholic, I was a disgrace to God. I was a disgrace to my family. But when Jesus came into my heart, he made me a new creature. Will he punish sin? Oh, friends, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but he punishes sin by death. Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? People put off talking about death, but that doesn't stop death. People procrastinate salvation. Oh, I've done that plenty of time. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you knoweth not what tomorrow bringeth. You know, I was called by the chaplain not too long to come to this prison. This man had read my book, Go, Mo, Go, and he wanted to talk to me. Well, I went there, and this young man was a big hero over in Vietnam. He had a lot of medals, but he hated his dad. His dad and his mother hated him, and he would never forgive his dad. Well, what happened? He got back here, and they got something happened to him, and they got him on Prozac. And one night he came home, and this guy and his buddy got in a fight, and this inmate killed him. Killed him dead. Well, they finally said it was self. He was protecting himself. But anyway, he said, I led him to Christ. And he said, you know, Cecil, I am so sorry that I hated my dad all these years and my mom. He said, my daddy's dying of cancer. Would you do me a favor? Would you go up to Wyoming, which is about 100 miles from where I live, would you go up there and tell him about Jesus and tell him that I've accepted Christ and that I truly forgive him? I said, I would be more than happy to do that. He gave me his daddy's phone number. I called him on the phone, and he said, Preacher, I'm just too sick to talk tonight. I said, well, let me ask you this question. I said, first of all, your son has forgiven you. Your son has accepted Christ, and he's going to be all right. But he wanted me to relay that message to you and tell you about Jesus. The fellow said, well, listen, if I hate to bother you, but if you'd like to come up tomorrow, I'd be more than happy to talk to you. About 7 o'clock the next morning, I received a phone call from his wife, and she said, Dad passed away this morning about 4 o'clock. You see, I don't know if I told him enough that he might trust Christ or he died and went to hell. I do not know, but God knows. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God may not always strive with mankind, then mankind might be saved. Oh, friends, the Bible said, must I repent? In 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Oh, friends, listen to me. How can I escape? In Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Luke 10:19-10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. You say you're seeking the Lord? Well, if you're seeking the Lord, you would have found him. No, friend, he's seeking you. 1 Timothy 1:15, here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of which I am the worst. Will I be assured heaven? Listen, in John 14:2-3, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be with me where I am. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Listen to me. I hope I've answered a few questions from the scriptures tonight. But let me ask you, first of all, I want to tell you the ball is in your court. It's your turn now to make a decision. You were born, say, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You brought a great happiness in your family, and you went to school, and then you got out, and you got married, and you got a business or a little job, and you're just doing real good. But all of a sudden, you come to the realization that you really haven't settled it where you want to spend eternity. I know there's religions that say that there's a second chance after death. There is no second chance. It's appointed unto man once to die and the judgment thereafter. Now, either you are lost or you're saved. Now, you're the only one that can answer that, dear friends. Now, if you want to be saved, he tells us if we repent and turn our back on the old way of life, he'll give us eternal life. You say, well, Cecil, let me tell you what. I realize that I am lost tonight. I know I'm going to go to hell if I die. And I'm scared. I don't want to go to hell. Well, neither did I. Oh, neither did I. So what did I do about it? I realized that I was a lost sinner. And I realized that Jesus Christ died for me on the cross of Calvary. He died for me because he loved me and because God loved me. Now, he saw me crying. He saw my wife crying. He saw my children crying. When I left the home that morning at 3 o'clock, so drunk I couldn't see, I called a preacher, an unknown preacher, out of bed. Said, I'm going to take my life, but I'm afraid to die. That preacher said, Cecil, come to my house. And that morning I heard the greatest love story a man's ever heard, that God loved me, that Christ died for me, that if I'd repent of my sin and accept him, he would deliver me from the curse of alcohol and make a man of me. Friends, he did that 50 years ago. I've been sober ever since. I've been telling this story all over the world because I know that there are people out there tonight just like me. And you think God doesn't care? Yes, he does care. Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, if you'd like to trust Jesus, bow your head to me right now and pray this powerful prayer. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you did that, I hope that you'll get a hold of me. Write me to Cecil Bowe, Post Office Box 745, Littleton, Colorado, and the announcer will give you other instructions. Write to me, fax me, whatever. Call me, leave your phone number in your fax, and let me know how to get a hold of you. I'll call you. There's no charge. I'm concerned not where you go to church, but where you spend eternity. Until this time next week, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up. Oh, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.